falling in love. The search for approval from friends, associates, and family members is a full-time job with no vacations. At its center lies the search for ultimate approval, the search that all the songs are about for the person who will look at us and say, "You're the one." We call this falling in love. In this chapter, we'll look at falling in love and becoming a couple, and we'll see who is really the one. Falling in love is usually understood completely backward, like so many other important things. There's no mystery to falling in love. We have fallen out of the awareness of love and are ecstatic when we find our way back, misunderstanding how we did it. Remember the little girl doing flips in the corner of the playground? She has the key. Look at her face, lit up with the excitement of perfection. She's overjoyed just to be there with her legs and arms to play with. There's absolutely nothing more that she wants or needs, and she's too absorbed in the moment to realize it. The flip she does is an expression of love itself. When she does the flip again, looking to see if she can win applause, she shifts her focus outward and cuts herself off from love. But love doesn't go anywhere. She just loses her awareness of it. Later in life, people call experiences like this falling out of love and think that they're about the other person. The little girl is innocently misdirected. She begins to think that the way back to her happiness, to a perfect moment, depends on the reaction of the other children. Even though the awareness of love is always available, years might pass before she has it again. Years she devotes to searching for love and approval outside herself. When you're constantly trying to be likable, you leave no gaps in your life in which you can just breathe and notice what you already have. No chance to experience the unlimited options that those gaps are filled with. Even after you've attracted admirers and supporters, you're still busy seeking results. You have to make sure that your friends do all the things friends are supposed to do. Invite you to parties, send work your way, console you when you feel depressed. And it's never enough. You're constantly on the lookout for any evidence that you are not approved of or adored. Falling in love is a powerful experience. If you look back, you may remember it as a moment when you stopped seeking. You stopped because you thought you'd found what you were looking for. Your mind was no longer filled with the effort, the desperation of seeking. What you found is what you had in the corner of the playground and never really lost. But now you think it's coming from another person, someone who is the one. Many people fall in love for the first time as teenagers. By that time, the simple playground joy is vanished. Actually, you left it. But that's not how it seems. Dark thoughts appear, anxiety about how you're not all right and how no one can ever love you. Then the miracle happens. Suddenly, there is someone to love, and you can stop searching. Maybe it's a boy in your chemistry class or a singer you saw at a rock concert. Maybe it's a movie star or your best friend's new girlfriend. With this kind of love, you're just as happy when there's no hope of return. You don't mind if a kiss is completely out of the question because you have braces on your teeth, or because you would never betray your friend, or because there is no possibility of meeting the rock star. These may be the very reasons that you let yourself love completely. When you look back on that first crush, it's possible to see that the girl you adored had nothing to do with it. Years later, you can run into her again, stare at her all you want, and not have a clue what you saw there. You would have done anything to marry her, and now you're grateful that she never noticed you. If the love isn't coming from the other person, whom does that leave? There's only one person left, you. You gave yourself the experience. The blissful feeling was not caused by how wonderful or sexy your best friend's girlfriend was. It was you who felt the wonder and the excitement. Someone held up a mirror and showed you your heart. There are those who say that a crush is a delusion, that it wasn't real because it all came from you. Another way to look at it is that the crush was as real as any experience you'll ever have. You just made a mistake about where the joy was coming from. The source wasn't the brown-eyed girl or Leonardo DiCaprio. It was your own long-lost capacity to experience pure joy.